At DCT Auto, you can trust you're going to be provided with precise and prestige care. The team at DCT Auto has decades of experience in things. They will work hard to get you behind the wheel of your dream car. DCT Auto is locally owned and operated. They have a range of vehicles that is vast and incredible. What are you waiting for? Visit DCT Auto now.
Visit DCT Auto on Facebook at DCT Auto New Brunswick or in person at their new location, 110 Whitting Road in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week.
I love it. I've got that new Camila Cabello track playing here in the background, and I'm so obsessed with it. If you're under a rock, or you know, it's the title of the track is I Love It by Camila Cabello featuring Playboi Carti, who I honestly, like, I had heard of him pretty much only because he is Iggy Azalea's baby daddy. Well, the father of her child. And there was like a lot of drama there and whatnot. And I think there might even still be, I don't know, but so that's how I know of him. But I like him on this track. Like, but I don't know what he's saying. It's like the mumble rap thing, which I think is like really big amongst like the kids nowadays. But I honestly can't, I don't think I've heard a mumble rap song until now. And like, I was always like, what the hell is mumble rap? Like, but this makes sense. This is mumble rap because you can't understand the word he's saying, but it's like auto-tuned, and I don't know. It just sounds really good still. It's weird. It sounds really good still. I like it. If you've not heard the track, go ahead and watch the video for it. I feel like it's just like really essential to the experience, of the record. Way too young, way down now. Yeah, I love it. Sorry, this song's just finishing up. So honestly, I think this is like one of my top tracks of the year so far. Yeah, for sure. It's up there with Get It Sexy by Sexy Red, who I am just totally fucking obsessed with right now. And We Can't Be Friends, Wait For Your Love, in brackets there. By Ariana Grande. Love that one. And that's another one where like the video like really adds to the experience, I guess. Oh shit, wrong remote. I'm trying to switch up the song here because now I want to listen to the song by Ari. Know that you made me. I don't know. I said in the last episode that like I had lost all of the anticipation for the record up until like the day of, basically, and that song dropped, and I was like, wow, like this is like one of my favorite Ariana Grande tracks ever. And like I went hard for Ari back in like the Sweetener, or sorry, like Dangerous Woman, Sweetener, and Thank You Next Days. Like I went out to war for that girl. So for her to, in my opinion, release her best track since No Tears Left to Cry on this album that I had no hype for, it was not my bingo card, as the kids say. Hi, Murphy. My puppy's here with me. We don't have a studio. The studio is the bedroom or the closet or the spare bedroom. Sometimes the car. Just pretty much wherever we feel like recording. The closet was, I'll explain. So we have like a larger than average closet, and I had always thought that I needed like a confined space to record in, just like for audio purposes. So I used to record in my closet. but it didn't add anything to the audio. I would just get really warm in there, and my animals would like claw at the door to get in, so I just stopped. I much prefer remaining out of the closet due to spending the better part of like 19 years in there, like the first 19 years of my life, metaphorically. So yeah, we have a, I don't know, this is it's a really good year for pop music so far. I mean, you can definitely consider, it's hyper pop. The new Camila Cabello song is hyper pop for sure. And I think there's like a lot of discourse about it because people, for one, like to shit on Camila. If I'm not pronouncing it right, honestly, come for me so that I can pronounce it right. Like, that's okay. I'm ready for the feedback or whatever. So she released that track, and leading up to it, everyone's like pretty much everybody, everyone on the internet, mostly on TikTok, were being like, oh, this is like a Charlie XCX ripoff. This sounds so much like her song. I got it. And, you know, of course, like, I hear the similarities. Like, you'd have to be deaf not to. But hyperpop all sounds very similar. It's almost like synth pop. Like, synth pop all sounds, like, pretty similar. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you listen to enough of it, you're like, oh, like, this all kind of sounds the same. And also, I think that because Charlie was the one to bring hyperpop to the mainstream, she is, to the general public at least, to the masses, she is the face of hyperpop. So the first artist to come out after her and have a hyperpop influence of any sort is going to get those comparisons or those ripoff allegations. So I mean, like, good on Camila. I there's no way she didn't know she was gonna get this kind of feedback. So good on her for still going with it, because I personally was not down for another like Senorita, what other track, Havana. Like, her biggest tracks are my least favorite. Like, let me go to Spotify and see what her popular tracks are really quick. Because I have a feeling like they're not, I would disagree with, like. Sorry, guys. I use Spotify for podcasters to do most of the recording just because I find it so simple to use. So with that being said, I went ahead and opened the Spotify app to go ahead and look at the Camila Cabello song stats, and that stopped the recording. So sorry about that. Just adding on to that thought there that I so rudely cut you guys off from, her top tracks, let's go through them here. Just turn down this background music for a second. Oh, I guess we'll listen to Camila again. I love it. I'm here for it. Okay, so her top tracks. Number one, Senorita. That's got nearly 3 billion fucking streams. Number two, Shameless. 475 million streams. I don't have a strong opinion on that one. I love it. It's number three. So I'm super pleased to see that this is getting, you know, a lot of streams. Actually, like 13 million. And it came out about a week ago. Just under a week ago, I think. Oh, good for her. Yeah, I love that track. Number four, Havana. So Havana, actually, I'm surprised by this. Havana has about just over 2 billion streams, which is a massive amount of fucking streams, of course, but I would have thought that Havana had more streams than Senorita, so I'm surprised to see that. And number five, Bam Bam with Ed Sheeran. That's off her last record there, Familia. That's almost had 1 billion streams. I had no idea that people actually liked that song. Like, truly, I did not know that people actually listened to that. So, I'm really surprised. If I were to pick my favorite Camila Cabello songs off the top of my head, like, that I would personally like to see in her popular, I Love It's There. What else? Living Proof. Never Be the Same. And No Doubt. I think those are, like, my favorite. Oh, and Who Are You in the Dark? I think it's just In the Dark, but, those tracks deserve to be like the top tracks for sure. But yeah, like, people need to like give Camila a break, I think. Everything's alleged, but there was a lot of talk about her being possibly a bit racist in her past, maybe said some things that were racist or treated people of color, I guess, less than kind. So this has never been outwardly confirmed, but I do believe in growth. I think that who she was when she was 14, 15, 16 years old is absolutely not who she is today. And I also feel like if we're going to forgive every male celebrity, literally every male celebrity that's ever has been racist or done anything, then we need to be able to forgive the female celebrities too. So, I mean, yeah, that's just a little something for you guys to chew on. I love it. Yeah, I love that track. Sorry, guys. It came on again after whatever song I was listening to there a few minutes ago. I don't think I even want to listen to anything else at this point besides that song. I love it. And I don't want to, like, overplay it because I'm really bad for that, like, overplaying the song. But yeah, okay. All right. I'm going to take a little break here, guys. And I think when I come back, Nick's going to be with me. All right. Sorry, guys, I lied. Nick's actually not here for this segment. He'll be in one that's inserted a little bit later towards the end. Sorry about that. So I have just, I guess, more of a thought. I don't know if there's any way for you guys to ever answer a question, but I would like to ask one first. Who is buying and streaming Meghan Trainor's music? Like, enough for her to, like, spend that kind of money on music videos. Like, I just opened up, like, the YouTube music app there because I like to watch music videos, as most gay men do, and it was recommended, like, this, like, new track from, it says T-Pain, that's why I clicked it. Fuck, I was tricked. Okay, so T-Pain, been like this, but the thumbnail is who is Meghan Trainor. I was like, oh, like, is that Meghan Trainor? Like, why is she in the photo? Like, so I clicked it out of curiosity, and of course Meghan Trainor's back with another song that sounds like every song she's ever fucking put out in the past, like, quite literally. She is, like, just, like, beating a dead horse with this sound. I don't know who is buying this and streaming this doo-wop shit. Like, it's so tired. I like Meghan as a pop artist. She put out some pop tracks back in, like, just a while back. And she was going to have, like, a whole album, like, Treat Myself. And I believe it eventually came out, but it was, like, a completely different project. And I liked her as a pop artist, so I guess maybe that just didn't work for her, so she's going back to, like, something that, like, made her money in the past, which I can't really hate on, I guess, but I am confused. I don't know a single person who's, like, a Meghan Trainor stan other than my husband, but Nick is, he marches to the beat of his own drum, so to speak. Like, I don't know, and I'm not trying to be a hater. This sounds like some hating ass shit, but I'm just, sorry, guys, honestly, like, I am the world's worst fucking podcaster that there is. Like, I was just trying to pull up, I'm using my phone to record today. I think that's the issue. I mean, I don't know. I have a, like, a squirrel brain, I guess. Like, I'm all over the place. I forget that these apps, like, if I open them on my phone, that it'll stop recording. But I was really, like, interested to see if, like, she's going on tour or anything, because I believe she is. Actually, I know she is. I know she's going on tour. I want to see the dates and who she's bringing with her, because I heard she's bringing that TikTok dude, Chris Olsen. And I just don't get it. Like, is he, I don't know, I guess I could look it up myself, but, like, what does he do besides, like, TikTok? Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's people on TikTok that, like, have real, like, I'm not even going to say talent, because I don't want to be a dickhead. But, excuse me. Things that, like, set them apart from others, like Addison Rae, she was, like, a really good dancer. Same with, like, Dixie or Charlie, whatever, the ones that the D'Amelios or whatever. I don't know. Kind of like Emma Chamberlain, how, like, her personality, like, set her apart, and then, like, she branched out into, like, anyways. Okay, sorry, guys. So I don't know what Chris Olsen does. But he's rich as fuck, so I don't think he cares about my opinion. So she actually has a concert at the Budweiser stage September 28th in Toronto, which is a fairly big venue. Honestly, I'm shocked that she's going there. Tickets are starting at $41. $41 going up to, oh, what the fuck? Is this concert, this is not sold out. Hold on a damn minute. No. Wow. Okay. Work, Meghan, I guess. This is a fairly big venue, and I'm not seeing a ton of tickets available. Like, there's some, like, spread throughout, and it's, like, reasonably priced. Actually, wait, what the fuck? A ticket at 360 for Megan. Megan? I don't know. See, I guess there are Megan Trainor super fans. Okay. I stand corrected. So, the Budweiser stage, I think that holds, like, 15,000 people. So I'm pretty shocked. Okay, I'm not gonna shit on Meghan Trainor anymore. I was just honestly, I wasn't sure. Okay, you know what? There has to be somebody buying her music because that video I just watched, like, it had a budget, and she got T-Pain on it. And I love T-Pain. I think he's a great artist. And yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, you know what? Work, Meghan Trainor. Get your money. But what I would do is I would stop. If I were her, I would stop the TikTok shit because I think like. For me, seeing that TikTok stuff, like with her and Chris Olsen, like I really stopped paying attention to her because I was annoyed by it. Like, I like her as a pop artist. So, do this tour, girl. Do your doo-wop shit this one last time. And then please go back to pop music or do something different. Like, just anything besides this doo-wop stuff. Yeah. Okay. Well, work, Meghan Trainor. We're going to keep an eye on her. All right, we're back, and Nick's now finally with me in the, in quotation marks, studio. Nick, how have you been?
Good.
It's been about, it's been a week since we last uploaded, I think, or two. About a week and a half.
Yeah, or at least two. I don't know when we when did we record that?
I know it was on a weekend. I think it was the weekend before last. We were supposed to record this weekend, but it was Easter.
Right, so yeah, about 2 weeks.
And we got tied up with just Easter things.
Yeah.
And
Not that that was much.
not that, that was, we visited with my sister and my niece and my mom for half an hour. You went over to see your parents briefly. I should probably go see them sometime soon too.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, I love you guys. Besides that, I think we just ate some chocolate. Like, no Easter chocolates, weirdly. Oh, you know what? I just realized we missed out on post-Easter chocolate sales.
Right. Oh well. I don't know what's that.
Wow.
What's coming up next?
It's almost like my priorities in life are shifting or something.
Right.
Because like, whoa, that didn't even occur to me until right now that I missed that. Besides that, like, what have you been up to? You've been working. You had a little man cold there for a minute, didn't you?
Yeah, for like better part of a week.
You pass that
Whatever
on
that
me.
was going around, I didn't catch like anything all this year until then,
Literally,
really.
it was so
So.
weird. Honestly, like, this is just the definition of Murphy's Law. So, like, a little over 2 weeks ago, you and I were chatting, and I was like, oh my God, like, it's just so crazy that neither of us have gotten, like, really sick this year. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, like, no, specifically with colds.
Yeah.
We've had some questionable moments with like maybe a little bit of undercooked food and stuff in the past few months, but
Yeah.
like that's not, but that's not like a contagion. So like I mean like in terms of like colds and stuff, we did pretty well. And
Judging by
then
both their lines of work, it's like
we should always have,
I'm a bus driver, so I'm always like a
and
bus
I work
load.
with children. Well,
Like,
not, I
so
work
it's
with
just
kids of all
like,
ages up
well,
until
yeah,
teens.
like, especially me and like on my like
Murphy,
kids on my bus,
what are you
they've
doing,
been
babe?
passing the flu around this year. Just it'd go around once and then it would start back at the first person again and it'd go around again. Like, it ain't the times where it would just go around once a year. This year it
No.
just went around and then it would reset and go around again
Murphy.
and then again. And I never caught it up until now
Guys, you're about to listen
or
to me get
recently.
these animals out the damn room, out the damn studio. Hey, Murphy, take your bone. Kitty, all of you. All these damn animals are in here, and we love them.
Yeah.
But, like, they're usually not up our asses like this, but
Well,
they.
I think they're on edge because like half the units in this apartment building are
Yeah, we live in
have
a.
been empty
I
and
think
they
it's
all
important that
moved in at the same time.
we do address that because it's been a hectic week, I think.
Oh, it has. Has anyone ever on a long weekend, let alone a holiday weekend, of their
Yeah.
landlords, literally at the
Yeah.
building every day,
Everyone be good.
making noise because there's
Please
only
stop.
one way in pretty much and one
Please,
way
you
out of
have
the
to.
building and one hallway that goes by all the
No,
units.
out, I said.
And if you're
Coming out.
even stomping just a
Murphy,
little
leave.
bit, it shakes the whole building. So
Stop.
anyway, they've just literally been making noise
Stop.
and it's like, I don't know, kind of irritating, chaotic, I mean, but still, at the same time, it's like, man, like, I know April 1st is, like, when people move, but, my like, God. At the same time, it was a holiday, like, it's just like, why can't you do it another day? Like, it just felt like it was chaos all weekend. It's just, like, so annoying. But maybe if people didn't leave their apartment units when they move out of the apartment upside down with holes in the wall and stuff, it wouldn't be chaos, because I can imagine they probably, in some of these units, were running around trying to get them fixed. And
another cat in here. Just
good for someone to move in, because
she wants to join the others.
So, anyway, it is what it is. It's done. People are moved in. Seems like one of them is somewhat finishing, but they're not. They don't seem to be. They seem to just be taking their, a couple that might just be able to take their time moving in, don't have to like rush and do it all at once. Like, so,
but
it hasn't been bad.
The first day it was.
Like, the first day it was.
Monday it was so bad.
Apartment life's hard enough with a dog, let alone a big dog.
From like 9 in the morning until like 9 o'clock at night, they were using like literal carts to go across. Like, it was just so loud. It was so loud.
And it shakes the whole building for whatever
And Murphy,
reason.
Like, for us personally, I don't care, but it's the dog constantly getting upset over it. It's like, oh, my nerves.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, I got the cold from you, but I'm over it now. God, that was actually really shitty.
Yeah, but luckily it was one of those colds that, like, just came and gone. You kind of had the... I felt like just like one day that was the worst of it, and then it kind of
there was
went
like
away.
2.5 days where I was like, ugh. And of course, both of those days I was working.
Yeah.
So, and it was a slow day at work, so I was kind of just sitting there thinking about how, like, I was like having hot flashes and stuff. My my coworker was like, "Oh, are you going through menopause?" Those freaking animals out there—they're fucking psychotic, man.
Oh, I know.
Just absolutely psychotic. Like, first of all, before
it's funny she asked you if you had. We're going through menopause when apparently there is like a male menopause.
Well, there has to. I mean, of course, there's gonna. I always wonder.
I forget what it's called, but apparently it's actually
menopause.
But I guess it's a, like legit, actually a thing.
No, I mean, you would think. I mean, obviously, like we don't like have ovaries and stuff, but like there's got to be a point in our life where like testosterone production and stuff slows down, right? Like, isn't that
true?
What,
you're like, right. Essentially, when you think about it that way, you're right.
Yeah, no, I'm always right. So
what else happened? Oh, we got our, in quotations, our St. Patrick's Day snowstorm.
When was that?
Essentially usually our last snowstorm of the winter, but it usually occurs in the spring around St. Patrick's Day. That was, what, last week? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, for lack of better words, usually that's the last one, but I guess...
We're getting another
one. Still not over yet, and we're getting another one tomorrow.
Just because it's over
doesn't
mean it's really over.
Some areas where it might be more than 30 centimeters.
But I that's not us though, right?
I don't think.
Wait, it's my Mac.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, nothing will surprise me at this point. But we'll see. Hopefully, it'll be the last. The temps are going to be up in the teens next week and nice and mild. So,
why do you know that we're getting like? I was looking at the weather. For like the next couple of days, and like after the snow, like immediately,
like
after
right
the
away
snow,
after,
it's
yeah,
green.
And warm right up,
yeah.
So weird what the
I
weather
saw
will
on
do.
Facebook, saying, "Oh, this is a chemtrail storm." Like, bitch, if they're gonna, you know, use chemtrails to like create a storm, wouldn't they like wash us out or something a little bit? Like,
yeah,
a little bit of snow. Like, come on. It's called the Maritimes.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, like, I'm all for a conspiracy, but like, I mean, that was just annoying.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Whatever.
Like, seriously.
We're listening to a track off of the new Beyoncé record, Cowboy Carter. It's the song that features Miley Cyrus. It's called Two Most Wanted. I love this song.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Not bad. It's an understatement.
There's a few good songs like on the album that like I don't mind, like, but like that one.
But you need to
like, and a bunch of the covers she's done, but like. The album as a whole, I'm not too impressed with. Like, I felt like she could do a lot better.
I think it's because you're such a big country fan that you're very critical. You told me... Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I like Beyoncé. I've seen her so many times in concert, but like...
But your just... first... I'm just going back to like when I woke up like in the middle of the night when this record had first released. And
I was actually super pumped about this, too.
I wasn't.
So that's why I'm really disappointed.
That was me with Renaissance.
Yeah.
So this was your renaissance. Like, you,
yeah.
You
know what?
I love that. I love that you got to experience that. But when I woke up to go, like, use the washroom or whatever, Nick was like, oh, I don't find that her voice suits country.
It just doesn't. Like, I mean, she does very good version of, like, Jolene. Like, very, sounds great. Like, did not do a bad job at it at all. It's because, I mean, it's not her song. It's just Beyonce doing a cover, and for another star, not necessarily a country star, doing a cover of a song like that, she did do a good job. And this Miley song,
so good.
It sort of has a pop vibe to it too, like one of those slow pop songs as well, so I think that's why it's okay. Plus it's it gives off a very Miley Cyrus vibe, the song, which Beyonce usually can do pretty well.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was actually, like, when I heard, like, Miley Cyrus, Beyonce collaboration, I was like, their voices are so, to me, in my mind, I was like, oh, like, their voices are going to clash, and it's going to sound like they're competing, but, like, they go together really, really well. Like,
and that song that came out, like, before the album,
Taking a drink of water.
That everyone's doing the dance to.
Texas Hold'em.
Like, that's a cool, it's a fun song.
I remember when we first
listened to that. Now, I did really like that, and that's why it did get, that's why I started being like, well, maybe she can do country, like, because, I mean, it's not that often you hear, like, an R&B or even a R&B-ish pop singer, like, do country, and it's not that, or do any other genre other than kind of what they specialize in or whatever. Yeah. So they might, it's one of those things like, oh, I just figured, like, oh, you know, she might be able to do country. I've never heard her do country, but she might be able to, so I'm excited for the album. Yeah. So I think she does the cover as well in the song with Miley.
I personally like the album, but listen to this one.
And that song made me really excited about it. Like
Texas Hold'em?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was an okay song, but see, that didn't, like, for me, like, I wasn't excited for the album at all, like, when I heard that.
No, and I mean, I was, because those songs were good, but I would say probably a majority of the songs made me feel like, okay, as a whole, I don't think she can do country.
Well, it's a project.
Right. It's, it definitely is. And maybe she needs to explore it more, but I don't, it, like, other than the ones I do like, most of them gave me that vibe that she might not want to pursue this, like.
Well, I don't think that she's going to be doing country forever.
Or, like, right, just because totally I don't think. I kind of hope it is, because I just don't think it'll get her anywhere.
No, it is. Okay, so let me break this down for you, because I don't think you know this, and that's okay, because you're
like, not, how her albums are telling a story.
Yes. So the first one for sure was,
yeah,
like, it's, I guess it's about Black artists reclaiming music that they basically founded. So
it
started with, like, house and techno, like, house music with Renaissance.
Right.
And this one's country.
Yeah.
And the next one's rumored to be a rock album.
Yeah.
So she's not going to lean into country for the rest of her career.
Right.
But she's doing it to prove a point, I think.
Yeah. And I'm going to be
pretty effective.
Honest with you, and I feel like I'm not alone with this. And like I said, I think I've seen Beyonce 3 times. The third time was on the Run tour, her and Jay-Z together, when Blue Ivy was just an infant, because they brought her out on stage and she was still an infant. So I'm a Beyonce fan. If I wasn't, I wouldn't have seen her that many times, like paid to go to her show, like, so. But I'm not gonna lie, like, with all this, I mean, this is another thing that surfaced in the last week, but the whole Diddy thing.
We're gonna get into Diddy here in a minute.
No, I know, and I'm not, and that's why I'm just briefly touching on it, because we're talking about the Beyonce album, and I'd be lying if I haven't been swayed by that, wondering, like, oh, do I want to support her? Like, because what if she's tied into all this? I feel like she might be a victim. And I feel like, well, it's obvious, I think Jay-Z is going down next, but I'd be lying if that hadn't swayed me, because it, like, you know, you do see things that make you floating around in the media and social media right now, like, that it's possible she is, like, guilty and might not be a victim in this, and I just hope not, because
I think that.
But it has swayed me, being like, "Well, what if?" And if she is, I don't want to support her, because I don't want to support someone like that. Well, of course, right? Like,
yeah.
But
okay, we'll get into that.
But I think she's a victim. So, I'm just getting at the fact that
this is all something you just saw on the internet. This is not anything that has any solid proof to back
it up. No, I know. Okay. So, that's like, I think I had stuff like that on my mind. It's like, okay, Beyonce's coming up with a new album, and that came up. It's like, I want to like the album, but.
You do like the album.
And that's why I can't wait till like the charges do come up and like they get into this, because like, I truly hope that she, I don't hope that she was a victim, because I wish that upon her, because no, like, there's some pretty horrific things that went on, like, so I don't wish that upon her, but I hope she's a victim in the sense that, like, I want to support her, because if she was involved, I do not want to support her.
Okay, let's move on past that, because that's just a conspiracy there.
No, I know. No, I know.
Yeah.
I was saying how it swayed me. It's like, but...
Well, shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
That, something that's unfounded on the internet should not sway your opinion like that.
Yeah.
You should be able
to... But it was hard. I mean, it's hard because you just don't know what to believe these days.
Well, so. I would say, I would argue that everybody that's reached a certain level of...
But it sure seemed like it's the men.
What?
Like the ones that are going down because of this seem to be the males.
Well, I definitely think that, like I was saying, I think that if you reach like a certain level of like notoriety or fame, you've had to do something really shady to get there.
I know.
So it's kind of like how Epstein had like was running like a blackmail operation on all of the royals and all of like the CEOs and all of the politicians of the world. I feel like Diddy and other people were doing that with celebrities.
It's crazy how he has that on like all walks of life.
And I don't think it started with them. I think that the blackmail is a way to keep them, I don't know, controlled, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we've seen some interesting cases in the past, people trying to break away from that.
Yeah.
And we've been really quick as a society to deem them as just crazy. And I'm going to use Kanye West as an example because, yes.
Oh, a lot. I guess there's been some charges I just saw a couple hours ago
today.
Brought on to him by a former employee, like harassment.
And I did see that today. And of course, like, there are a lot of things that he's said and done that I don't agree with. And I'm not going to even bother getting into that. But like the stuff that he talks about, like just like being medicated and forced into institutions against his will, and his mother being sacrificed, like all of these things that he said, I believe, because it's been rumored for years, like decades, that this is how Hollywood and all of us show.
Oh, well, yeah.
So I mean, like, all you have to do is some light digging.
Yeah.
So my point there is, if Beyonce is involved, then chances are the whole entertainment industry is involved, and that's what I believe. And I think if we're gonna hold Beyonce accountable, we gotta hold everybody accountable.
Yeah.
So he's, I don't know, shady. It's a slippery slope. I mean, like, obviously I don't agree with like trafficking and stuff like that, but I don't know, none of that stuff is like
But I'm glad this is all coming out, because it's time for them to essentially thin Hollywood and the music industry. It's gone on too long.
It's gone on way
unnoticed
too long.
And it's time for them to thin them clean. Hollywood and the music industry doesn't need to be like that.
It absolutely does not need to be like no industry ever needs to be like that.
No, for
sure.
You don't
need to blackmail. Like, people with talent should be able to succeed in those fields because they have talent.
But like, it's like, it's just become this thing, like, we're, and it always has been, like, we're Hollywood and music industry, like, is just like this industry of, the only way you succeed is to sleep with someone, or
it's all like, from what I've gathered,
do something illegal.
The thing. Everything in, from what I've gathered, and from like just like basically, if you, this is well known that in Hollywood, like, sex is very much like used for leverage. It's very transactional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I see a lot of discourse over Sydney Sweeney online. Like, everyone's saying, like, how does she get where she is? And da da da. Like, she's like pretty bland, and I agree with that to a certain extent. But I mean, like, baby girl, like, everyone's talking about her damn tits.
Yeah.
It's because she is nice for straight men to look at.
Do you
at,
think
I guess,
that in part lesbians. Of this, like,
I was talking about the bushes.
Like, do you think part of this are people like,
oh, Riverdance, sorry, baby.
That
you
in this.
This song was co-written by Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, deal. In this day and age where we have, like, artists like Taylor Swift, like, how she's literally, she hasn't slept her way to the top. Like,
that we know of.
I mean, I don't think she has. She's truly a talent. Well, she's talented.
There's
and
no way that Taylor Swift is where she is without doing some shady shit to get there. There's just no
I
way.
Just she don't is think the she, biggest. No, she's a very good businesswoman.
Nobody is exempt from that, though.
I know, but I think we have people like her in Hollywood, and well, they're not Hollywood. Well, I guess like, she's done some acting. Just wait, please. That she's like, I just feel like they're few and far between, obviously, but I feel like she's one of them, and that it, we're coming into a time where like, for instance, like that, this actually, did you see this other thing too today? How Taylor Swift, like, when she kind of when she parted ways with Scooter Braun, there,
are you getting to your point soon?
And recorded her albums. I just feel like that's like it's people like her that are starting to like.
She's doing that so that she can make more money for herself.
No, I know, but to bring these shady people like Scooter Braun down, like. But did you see the Backstreet Boys? I think are apparently going to be re-recording their album.
Oh well, that kind of makes sense. I mean,
were they with him too?
No, they were with like Ron Perlman or something. I believe his name was,
but like another shady,
very sketchy, shady guy. Same people that discovered, or I guess founded, and I'm using like air bunny ears here, quotations, as NSYNC. Like the man behind it,
so shady, kind of in the sense of Scooter Braun is.
We've definitely seen, I would honestly like argue that he's worse, but that's because I think we know more about him. Like, you're right, there's definitely
gonna be, I feel like there was a lot of way worse shit that went on, like,
oh my god,
like,
yeah,
earlier on.
Oh, totally,
before our time.
But before we move on from his Beyonce album, because I know we're about to, I can feel it.
This is a good song.
This is a good song. This was co-written by Ray Riverdance. She's independent, she almost didn't release really anything because of her label that she was under.
Why is this with all these labels? Just ones aren't shady?
None.
Like, I mean, I feel like the one with that Taylor Swift's with now are thriving as a result of not being like.
Well, Republic
they all
is,
have been for decades.
So this song is co-written by Ray. Not that's a big deal, but I was reading online that like.
My thing is simply, why can't they just? Why is it so hard to just let the artists own their work?
Well, because how would they make money? I don't know. I think there's like an ancient structure, and like they've just been.
I mean, their labels make money because their name's on the back of every album. Like, you know what I mean? You're making enough money from that. It's like, why? You can let the friggin' artists. It's like an artist that paints a picture. They own, like, you know what I mean? And like us, unless. But yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. So I just feel like it's like, why?
Yeah. So this album was originally named BNC, I guess. Act 2 BNC. And I guess that was because it was like her mother's last name or something like that, like before marriage or something. I don't know. Anyways, and I guess she was adding songs to the record like up until like a week before it came out. That's why like the, there's 27 songs on it, like on the digital version, but if you buy the vinyl or whatever, it's similar to like Nicki Minaj. Like,
oh really?
There was some tracks on it that aren't some tracks like that are online that aren't on like the physical releases.
Oh.
So like when we bought the Nicki Minaj record, like I was actually really pissed off about the fact that it was 10 songs and like the original record had like what, like 22,
right?
Like the one that we listened to like before I bought the record or whatever, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
like that's a ripoff, like, no,
right?
So we actually parted ways with that record.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, we're going to see her in under 2 weeks, so like, I mean,
I'm so pumped.
Our hope was that when we went there we find a signed vinyl. I'm sure we fucking won't. She's not gonna sign, like,
well, whatever.
I mean, who knows, fingers crossed. We did find one at Tove. I manifested that one.
Yeah,
at least I like to think I did,
right?
Yeah, so Beyonce is Beyonce. Good for her.
Yeah.
Moving on from her, just like, okay, I'm gonna pause for a sec. I need a quick drink, and then we're gonna come back and talk about Charli XCX real quick and just Diddy.
I haven't really listened to her, but I'll say. What
Wait,
I
actually,
no,
I'm gonna turn off my mic for a sec and take a drink. Oh. You talk a little bit about Diddy.
Diddy, well, he's disgusting, man. Like, I mean, I didn't know. Like, I knew there was stuff said for many years that shady shit happened with like two or with Justin Bieber, like, I didn't really think anything of it. Like, I just figured out it's just the music industry being the music industry, like just like Hollywood will be Hollywood. A lot of shady with all the shady stuff they do and how they act. But anyway, but until this whole Diddy thing, like,
call me hot,
I was like, oh, like what? Like, and then these like videos, like that we all saw all those years ago, like when Bieber was first being kind of discovered, like he was young in those videos, like. But we really didn't think anything of it. Now we're adults, like we're in our 30s, and we're looking back at these videos now that this stuff's starting to come out and the rating is home. Like, and you watch these videos as an adult, and it's like, holy hell, like, how did people miss this? Like,
I know.
Very awkward between them.
We're
like,
all just like,
what?
I think that at a certain point over the past decade specifically, a large portion of the general public woke up. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking like we're woke and we're accepting. Like,
it's certainly, like, what was wrong with the rest of the population all those years ago? Like, how, what was going, like, what, like, we talk about how, like, mental illness is so, we're all crazy, like, in this current world we live.
I have a theory about that, actually. And I'm gonna...
But, like, are we? Because we've, you're right, we've woken up to a lot of stuff, too. So...
I don't know if I said this to you yesterday or not, but someone, like, I have BPD, and I've talked
about...
So do
I.
Yes, so do I. Which is very interesting, because I know a lot of people with BPD, and I don't know if that's just the doctor slapping that diagnosis on us.
Well, BPD, I learned that it's... you can have it and not know you have it because it's not affecting you. It's situational. For instance, like all the counseling I've went to in the last year, we've learned that the pandemic brought it out for me. It's different for everyone, but
so
brought it out
for, you right before the pandemic. And
yeah,
are you crazy?
But that's what we think. That's what brought it out.
Yeah,
and it made my ADHD worse. Which, yeah, one or the other came out and helped. The other one come out, I guess. But yeah. But how crazy are we, really? I think we all just have learned...
Very crazy.
...that we're gonna speak.
So, okay, listen. This might give you...
Upon our throne.
Upon our thrones, yes.
Yeah.
This might give the listeners an idea of just maybe how crazy I am. So my theory is that everybody in the world, in this generation at least... the millennials,
yeah,
we all got BPD and all this like weird trauma and stuff because we were watching 9/11 and shit live on TV.
Oh yes, you were, that was classes. To me last night. You were saying.
It was just a thought I had. I was like, you know what? Like, what was that about? Like, why were they showing us that in like school and stuff? And, like, I mean, like, I am
well,
very
yeah,
strange.
I mean, our childhood was briefly. I mean, some households
well, it made us all fearful.
Some households didn't have internet, but if we did, it was dial-up. But like. And then the world quickly evolved into this new technology or the future, some people might call it. Like,
what do you mean, Nick? I'm
so
talking
we're,
about-
we were so we like as time went on, we were more and more exposed to everything. Like, so you're right, and we watched things like 9/11, and then we started to evolve into this world with
I
social media where
like that, like
everything
like
traumatic like that was
stuff.
Always
like,
live in our face, and
if
something happened it would pop up in our face
because
on
BPD
their phone.
Like from when I was diagnosed, the doctor said it's brought on by something traumatic in your childhood,
right?
And I know a lot of people with BPD that had pretty good childhoods. Like, they would say, like, they would argue that nothing really traumatic happened to them, like at home or whatever, ever.
Me, I don't really
right?
have anything,
right? So I do. So I mean, like, I can explain myself.
No,
like,
for sure.
I think that, like, just like the masses, like, it's definitely like, I think it's
that definitely shows it's situational, right? Or it's different for everybody.
I think that like something like had to have happened for everybody to win, unless it's like microplastics and
that's
water
why like for like, you like they think it oh it must be something in your childhood or when you were young or whatever. Like for me, like we felt
oh,
it might have come
I get triggered by
pandemic.
Loud voices like any sort
right.
of confrontation,
yeah.
Like I get very triggered by that shit.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
just because like I grew up around it, right?
It's
like,
weird.
That's, like my mom was a fantastic mother. She
yes.
But I mean, like she couldn't shield me from certain things,
right?
She was still growing up herself,
and
she
was
raising us, so.
Sort of. Other than what's his name, like she was sort of a single mom.
She was a single mother.
Yeah.
Billy was never. A father
I mean, he,
cause
he was,
because
he was. I mean, he could have been, but he wasn't because he was absent.
He chose
right?
who? My father.
I'm Billy.
Or Billy? No, Billy was present. He just. For Tyler he me and my sister had my mother. It was a weird dynamic, but like
I didn't ever feel or like, if he wasn't present, it was
yeah. But I never
things altering that, but
I never yeah. And Tara, I think I can speak for my sister too. Tara, yeah. We never yearned for that relationship with Billy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For like, sure. We never did. So, like, I don't feel like I missed out on anything yeah. with him. And, like, I was never jealous of the relationship that my brother had with him or anything yeah. like that. Like, I don't, like, some people might be yeah. or might have been in that situation. But, like, my sister and I weren't. I don't know. My mom was more than enough to us. Like, I yeah. feel like...
Your mom worked. I often feel really bad for your mom. I just... Because... She's been through a lot. And, like, I've heard her say from... since the beginning when we were first together, like her saying like, oh, like, and that was like, yeah, like four or five years ago, like, and she would say to me, because she was going through a breakup at the time, like, and she'd say to me, like, when it'd be a hard day or whatever, and she'd be like, I just regret the last 20 years of my life. And it's just like, it makes me sad. It's like, it's not your fault. Well, you can't regret it. Because so, I told her, if you regret it, you wouldn't have your kids. Like, I wouldn't have Andrew. Like,
she would have one of them.
Tyler, but I'm telling you, that woman just did what she had to do.
Oh, for sure.
That's
she did it well.
Why I love her.
But, you know what? She felt that way because she had just very recently, like, yes. when you and I first got together, her and Billy were still together.
Yeah.
So we witnessed her leave a fairly toxic, abusive relationship after 25 years.
Your mom don't take shit.
Eventually, she doesn't. And eventually,
I watched her throw one of those great big water jugs right over.
Leader one time.
Oh,
but you know what, mom? If you listen, we love you. We'll move on from that, though. But I yeah. mean, how do you even get there?
Oh, how we've all... Oh, our lives have been traumatic yeah. sometimes.
So currently we're listening to Pink Pony Club by Chapel Rowan. I want to tell you something about
I've never
this
even
song.
Heard of her, but her, what? She must have a headache after that dance because her hair is...
Oh, she's... Nick, you've heard of her. You definitely have
No, I'm not making fun of her, but...
No, I'm not. You've definitely heard of her because I've listened to her nonstop for 2 weeks. Remember?
Oh, I thought that was... What's her name?
That girl was performing.
Well, I thought it was...
I've watched this performance a few different times, and you've seen me watch it.
Yeah.
And you were like...
Oh,
she
yeah.
how her hair was real. She's like, oh, my hair's all natural. Yeah. Like, no, it's definitely not. And like, I was like, hey, that was sarcasm.
Yeah.
So this song she released in 2020, right before the pandemic hit. And she was dropped from her label because this song didn't make enough money. Oh, so she moved back home somewhere in the Midwest United States.
Yeah.
And she worked at a drive-thru. She worked as a nanny. Oh. She almost did not become what she is right now, which is probably right. like the artist to watch, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She almost didn't make it.
She's
she almost
so
gave up.
Pretty.
She's so gorgeous. She came back, and I'm telling you right now, I'm so
Chappelle
thankful.
Chappelle Roan.
Oh, I love her so much. I love her yeah. so much. She's like, and I've been saying this for a couple of days to people that will listen. I think she's the next Lady Gaga. I've not seen someone yeah. be so eccentric and so, she's so unafraid to like be unhinged.
Did you see recently? I mean, I don't know if it's true or if it's not, or if it is true. I feel like it's true for some reason that I've heard it before, but
so many weed places keep on adding me on Facebook, like Treats Official. Oh,
right. That
Treats
Miley is Cyrus is not going to tour anymore.
She's been saying that for years. I don't think she will. I think if anything,
does she? I think I saw something her saying like that. It's just not her thing. She doesn't like it.
Yeah, and you know what? She's been touring since she was like 14. So if that, I'm
sad. And you know what? She doesn't need to.
See her live.
I don't think she needs to.
Well, financially,
I think
she's
she. There's talks of her doing a residency sometime somewhere, which I could see. It's okay.
I would travel to Vegas.
Don't like traveling. Like,
I think Vegas residencies and stuff used to be looked at as like the place where artists go to die, essentially. But it's not anymore. It's truly not.
It's not because
you get a residency like that's
until Celine Dion got.
I think that
sick
Britney,
there.
I think Britney Spears kind of changed like the way that we view
yeah.
residencies because
yeah
yeah.
And, like, for instance, like, even Celine Dion, like, and she had been in Vegas for a long time, like, and up until, like, she started having to take time off to deal with her illness, like, even when she was down in Vegas, she started touring again, like, so it's not, it's like, no, they don't go there to die. Like,
I think Celine's, like, starting to make a little bit of a recovery, or maybe not recovery.
Yeah,
but I think
you know
what,
she's out and
better.
About more
She was at a hockey game recently. Like, yeah. I mean, that's a lot better than from what we heard a couple months ago where she couldn't even move.
Yeah, and like, you wouldn't see her either.
Because apparently she couldn't even move.
So, and then who else has been in there in Vegas?
Katy Perry.
They just... Myers, a lot of the young ones go there.
Kylie Minogue's going right there. Christina Aguilera.
Like, and how many of those young ones...
Shania Twain, right?
Yeah. How many of the young ones have gone there too, like at the time when they had their kids? Like, it's a good time to do that. They go there.
Oh, no, I had her kid a long time ago.
But you know what I mean? They go there when they're young just to give them a bit of stability, let them get a bit older, and then they tour again. Like, I get it. Especially when they're that young. And if you want to be involved, like, because if you tour and be pregnant and have the baby and bounce back and tour when through those infant years, and some people
Paul Zuber looking at you, baby girl.
It's fine, but you're gonna be a very absent parent because you're not gonna be able to tour with an infant and not have a nanny or two.
Well, touring, I think
that's why
how exhausted we are after leaving a concert. Can you imagine
performer? Yeah, and so I feel like that's why the ones that in their head they're like, I refuse to be an absent parent. They choose for a number of years to have their kids and do a residency. It allows for that stability.
I think that was Celine, right?
And they don't. And it also allows, like,
Celine, because
like when you're touring's one thing. Which, I mean, it would even a residency that would. You know, performing probably makes you tired too, but
of course,
but
it does.
On top of it, traveling the world,
Nick,
through time, yeah,
they are doing the same show, just not traveling to a different city every year. Of course, they're tired after a residency show.
That's why they do the residency, because on top of that, they got time zones and traveling to affect their body, so that would make them even more absent of a parent. So, I have a lot of respect for the ones that like their careers that just as important is like a baby to them, so they just manipulate it in such a way that okay, I'm not gonna stop, but I'm gonna be in one place and people are gonna have to come to me, and when my children are such and such an age, we'll travel the world again.
So listen to the new Charlie XCX track,
and then they go back to Vegas to die.
Actually, I'm gonna rewind that for a quick second. Charlie XCX is releasing an album this summer. We didn't have an official date until today. It's coming out June 7th. Nick, that's your birthday.
No way.
Yes.
Really?
I was like, oh my god, that's Nick's birthday. Like, that's a good sign. She released the track list. It's 15 tracks.
Wow.
And with that, she released two brand new songs today, too, that are going to be on the album. So she released B2B, which stands for Back to Back. That's my favorite out of the two so far.
Mm-hmm.
That came out today. And the other one is Club Classics. What do you think about this song that we just listened to? Like, what are your feelings? And we listened to Von Dutch.
Her music's good.
Of course it is. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, are you feeling like, what are you feeling when you listen to this? Like, are you getting like a party vibe? Like, are you getting club vibe?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was
definitely
thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then this one's Club Classics. I was listening to this. She previewed this one at her Boiler Room set that she did in New York.
Oh, yeah.
She actually uploaded it to YouTube over the weekend, and I watched it. It was great.
Yeah.
She's very in love with her boyfriend, George Daniel.
Oh, yeah?
She's, like, hugging on him in this photo and having a smoke. She's smoking a ciggy.
Mm-hmm.
Nick and I are almost 2 months in, not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, Monday. This
coming Monday,
whatever date that is. The 8th, isn't it?
The 8th?
Yeah, because Monday's the
total
or whatever, lunar or solar.
I mean, hopefully not rest in peace, but like, I don't like the sounds of it.
But that will be, 2 months for us. No smoking.
None of smoking cigs.
Definitely has saved us.
And we cut back a lot on the marijuana.
Yeah, so it's been good.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we feel like, you know, and I feel like as time goes on, it'll get better, but like...
Like a random craving here and there?
Might have a random, like, mood swing or whatever, and but that's
sometimes that's, like, just out of like routine, like,
yeah,
I'll go to do something, I'm like, I feel like I should be having a cigarette while doing it,
yeah
like, for a split second I'm like, oh wait,
it's been wait, it's and when you've done it so long, it's been an adjustment, because like it's been routine to have one with your coffee in the morning. It's been routine to have one that be sitting in your car driving down the road and having a cigarette. Like it's just, it's become normal. And then like it's, and you know, they all have that saying, and
I will say this, that at work, don't right. bother me now,
but they we've all probably heard this saying once or twice in our life at work, like where people are like, the smokers get like so much extra time per break.
That's true.
And I mean, it's true, not gonna lie, like but yeah, it's just become normal, like, oh, it's stress, it's a stressful day, like step away, like, because it's becomes your escape and habit and boredom and all the factor of that, all of the above factors, like, but so I feel like sometimes it's harder on people than it is for others, like just a kind of, because although you're giving up one bad habit, you're giving up one habit, but it's causing you to have to break multiple habits, because it's a part of your life and like the car. But you know what? I don't feel like this time around I ever, that it was that hard for me.
Well, you did the laser treatment too, right?
Yeah, and never done that before, but and amazing, like actually I've actually seemed to have influenced a few people to do the laser therapy to give up smoking, or for, I mean, it's good for a lot of things, but to try it, and have been successful at it. One of our friends I saw today on her Facebook, that she quit smoking doing the laser treatment, and I was chatting with her, and she had done it like years ago to quit smoking, and it worked then too, and then the last year since shit had gone on, and
this video's so chaotic.
But but yeah, and I've had a lot of people ask me about it too, because I only knew about the laser treatment in like the last year or two, and I kind of pondered it and looked into it, because I thought, oh, that's kind of interesting, like, but I didn't really know enough about it, and then recently, or almost 2 months ago, I was like, I'm gonna do it, like, what's the worst, because it was covered too, and I was like, what's the worst that can happen, it doesn't work, and it's just amazing the technology we have these days, and like what it can do. It's not even painful, you don't even feel anything, like, and that it can, like, you can have your last smoke with 3 hours before your first treatment, and you can walk out of there and never touch a cigarette again. And that it even works with people who have smoked for like 30 years and 3 or more packs a day.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy. So anyway, I'm so blessed. That
So wrapping up like the music portion of this, I have two more things. Nick, this is another song off her new record coming out.
Yeah.
It's called Von Dutch. You've heard this. What do you think of this one?
I like it because I'm an aviation buff, and she's so cool, on the wing of an Airbus A380.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what that's okay.
Yeah.
But it's just
the biggest plane in the world.
And she actually is filming on
the wing. And I'm pretty sure that's legit, not like computer generated.
No, it's actually, she literally is on the
wing. And I could tell because when she wasn't on the wing, you could even tell, because sometimes you can tell like that a plane's computer generated, like, and that it's a green screen, and that's not that's legit the Airbus, the first one that was ever built, like that's the Airbus
company logo on it.
So she, Airbus must have made a lot of money off of the production company,
maybe.
Oh yeah,
maybe,
because that would be probably at their facility and the use of that plane.
So I mentioned
interesting
we're gonna wrap this up,
or Airbus sponsored it.
Yeah. So you know how I mentioned Halsey, like how we were talking about like going back to like touring or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
After, well, she basically did tour right after having her kid and stuff. So I want to bring her up really quick. I read a blind item a couple days ago that she's working on her last album and she's planning a farewell tour. She doesn't want to do music anymore.
But is I wonder. I wonder if it'll actually be a farewell or if it'll be the first of 10 farewell tours. Like
she's very artistic. I just feel like maybe singing isn't her main passion. Like she's very like she can paint beautifully. Like she paints incredibly. Like she's so like she has like that makeup line now. Like I don't know. I guess she wants to focus on being a mom. That's what
fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who knows if she'll if it's true? That's a blind item, but I do. I can. It's one of the ones that are more believable for sure.
Yeah.
That I've read recently. I did mention earlier. I love this song by Camila Cabello. Mm-hmm. You weren't here when I was talking about that one. What are your thoughts? What's your thoughts on this song? I love it by Camila Cabello. It's playing in the background.
Is this the one where her voice does that weird thing?
Which one?
Like that skipping.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I don't. Nick, really?
Is that this one?
Here, listen. Just wait. I need you now and tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a good song until she starts doing that.
I love this fucking song. And you know what?
It is a good song. You're not alone. But until they get to that, it's like, it's to me, it sounds like something glitched out in the studio.
I feel like it was meant to.
Or I mean it probably was meant to, but I don't like it. I feel like it ruined the song.
Really? Okay. I thought it added to it.
Yeah. It was just sad. It's sad to me because I love her. She's beautiful. Great, she's talented. Love all her music.
Loved her Cinderella movie on Amazon.
But and that song this song's great, but then like for instance, the first time I heard the song and all of a sudden out of nowhere it starts doing this. I was like, no. Like leave that out of it. The song would have been perfect. Like
diamonds. Oh, we're getting that notification from Spotify that we're gotta wrap up the segment.
Lately, eh?
Yeah.
When they're not even in the mood. Sometimes I can feel like I'm in a vile mood. Like not even vile, just not in the mood to do it. But I just and when I force myself it's like and then the days when I don't have to force myself we aren't getting the notification.
Well, you know, I think that like we didn't really have like a list of things just to like follow the past couple of episodes
and that's what it was like.
Yes. Yeah, we're gonna go back to doing that for the next few episodes of
I know it love
keeps
it
keeps us what
well I mean I don't dislike it thoughts. But at the same time I find podcasts sometimes there's such thing as it being too long.
Exactly.
For
coming
viewers,
like a little bit over an hour so
listeners but yeah
what else I want to mention something else before I went.
But I mean who doesn't love us too from what we've been told so they probably listen to us all day and all night.
I hope so according to the stats.
So, I mean it's like I am not sure what's so special about us.
Everything.
But people just are infatuated with us. Like,
what?
I had a friend of ours, Jessica, tell me yesterday, we were just chatting, and she's just like, randomly told me, she's like, I just fucking love you and Andrew. You guys are just like the cutest thing on the planet. It's just, I'm like, what? We're just living our life, man. Like, what?
We're rocking us here in...
I'm not being full of ourselves, but it's legit crazy. I'm like, what? So hope you love our podcasts.
Yeah,
they're usually random.
We're coming back this weekend because there's new Ava Max. I'm fucking so excited.
Can't wait till Taylor Swift.
Oh yeah, Taylor Swift's releasing in a couple of weeks. So actually, Taylor Swift releases the day that we come back, I think, from Montreal, which will be really great because
you're right. We can listen to it on the drive.
Yeah. So we're going to Montreal in like just under 2 weeks to go see Nicki Minaj guys. And we're going to be live streaming on TikTok. We're going to go ahead and plug our handles.
That's the other thing. I just realized recently in the last few days.
We won't bother going to Calgary now because we have to wrap this up, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
He can go live on his account now because he's reached a certain amount of followers. And which is cool. I have not.
I didn't even know.
You.
I wonder. And I often want. Now I'm wondering like how long it was like
so
before.
We're going to go live and you guys are going to give us some gifts. And we're going to say thank you for some gifts.
Yeah.
Thank you for the gifts.
Like seriously. All
right, guys. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Instagram, empty.thoughtspod.
Yeah.
Facebook, it's just the Empty Thoughts Podcast. We're on TikTok as well and X/Twitter, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Subscribe, rate us 5 stars, all of the things. Share this with your friends.
And like
and put the link in our bio on Instagram so that you can see what we're up to and shit. Hey guys, thanks so much. Nick, do you want to sign us out?
Signing out. Peace out.
Peace out. He's signing out. 10-4. 10-4. Clear for landing. I'll wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Oh, guys, it's my part. I'll wait for your love. I'm gonna add some background music here so that hopefully you don't hear the actual track itself. I know that you made me. I don't like how you paint me, yet I'm still here hanging. Me. Okay, I'm gonna insert that into this episode at some point.